This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I'm going to read this off the Dow Jones Newswire. The Trump administration on Tuesday announced a plan to provide $12 billion in support to U.S. farmers who may suffer setbacks as a result of a growing trade dispute between the United States and some of its largest trading partners. The Ag Department said that the three-part plan, which includes a market facilitation program, a food and surplus program, and a trade promotion program, will be a one-time boost for farmers bearing the brunt of the retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. ag sector. This is a short-term solution that will give President Trump and his administration time to work on long-term trade deals, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters, unquote. The markets were made aware of this program Tuesday, but faded late session, so we're obviously not entirely impressed. Key words were one-time payment. The damage done to the ag sector trade access is much more than a one-time thing. Global supply chains are being destroyed in this trade war that will take many, many years to repair. The losses being suffered will make $12 billion just a down payment. There was talk of funding through ARC and the PLC programs. We would be well into a catastrophe before those payments are made. There was also talk of the CCC buying commodities, which was one of my proposals. China was taking care of its farmers, and we're still talking about how Trump is going to take care of his. They were going to do a reveal on Labor Day for their program, but the political context of what's been going on in Iowa has gotten so severe that they have been forced to act sooner. The House Ways and Means Subcommittee held a hearing on the impact of Trump tariffs on agriculture. It would have been appropriate for administration trade officials to participate and for Congress to do its job of oversight and inquiry as to what the U.S. trade policy was going to be going forward impacting agriculture. No one in the Trump administration chose to attend, and GOP House leadership did not choose to compel him to. Democrats are powerless. In other words, Congress is dysfunctional. GOP representatives are shirking their job of taking care of farm constituents, more afraid of offending Trump than they are of doing that job. The Trump administration is essentially flipping off congressional oversight. GOP congressmen will cry crocodile tears over how much sympathy they have over the cost-price squeeze that Trump trade policy is putting farmers in, but they won't actually do anything about it because that would take challenging the Trump administration directly, and they won't do that. They will put Trump first and constituents second. Even Grassley and Ernst targeted Scott Pruitt so as to give deference to Trump for the attack on the RFS. Even today, they cite Scott Pruitt, who's no longer at EPA, instead of Trump for the lack of the E15 vapor waiver. Let's get this straight. It is all Trump's fault. If you love President Trump, fine. But own the truth. Own the damage being done to agriculture. Don't use scapegoats or spin the blame. They can make up the trade losses from this crop with checks that may placate the landlords and the bankers, but we will not get all of our market access back that is being lost in this massive global trade disruption for many years. Nor can they restore the supply chains that we're benefiting from that will now leave the United States as the residual supplier. While we suffer, our trade competitors gain control of the field with advantages that they will keep. I see this as a catastrophe, while Peter Navarro sees it as a rounding error. I take it that he will not make up the difference when farmland prices weaken. The Trump administration is responding to the political fallout rather than the damage done. Crop condition ratings were better than expected. Recent lows are now benchmark lows that set risk points for bulls on a retest. I would think that end users would find it very difficult to pry open bin doors so that basis levels would start to improve. The prospect of high yields does undermine that. Farmers should wait to see what the Trump program is to compensate farmers for trade losses. It'll be interesting to see how much responsibility that they are willing to assume for the financial damage being done. If that decision is political, they are already in trouble. Polls show that support for Trump has fallen the most of any other state in Iowa. Lean hog futures closed lower despite the announcement of an aid package. Over 40% of U.S. pork going to export now has a tariff on it. That means that the European Union and Canadian pork get a huge advantage with no tariffs applied. The other issue relative to exports is that they have been trending toward overall growth but will now stall. Of dairy, pork, poultry, and beef industries, it is the cattle market that has weathered the challenges best so far. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.